life on the road.
Guys, welcome to the Road Stories Small Pods episode. Small Pods, get it? It's like smallpox.
Hello, I'm Derek McFarland, hanging out here with Murray. He's very kind enough to have me on his podcast. Happy to be here.
Why weren't you listening? I said it's Small Pods, like smallpox, get it?
Oh, yes, I get it. Okay. I was thinking about my road story.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Let me just tell the people where we're at. We're at CB Live, a new club. Are we in Scottsdale or Phoenix?
It's Scottsdale.
It is Scottsdale? I think I said Phoenix tonight.
The border, so it's very confusing. It's right on the border.
There are like six clubs in the Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe area, right? There's Copper Blue. No, there's Tempe Improv. There's Stand Up Live. There's CB Live, where we're at now. House of Comedy? Star Crazy? Comedy Spot? Is there anything else?
I think that's about it. I mean, there might be some low-key underground ones, but I think for all the well-known ones, that's pretty much it, yeah.
Okay, so we're in the green room. Craig Gass is on right now, so you're going to hear him just destroying the place as we speak. But for all my Road Stories listeners who've been with me for 11 years, I go to the gym today, and I run into Jen Murphy, which is hilarious. She's a comic. She's a friend of mine. We've done a ton of shows together. She's working the Comedy Spot this weekend. It was so fun. We usually run into each other at the airport, comics at the airport. This is the first time I ever ran into a comic at the gym. It was awesome. So we're doing three shows tonight. We've done two. They've been fantastic. I'm going to do one. I'm getting in the car right after bolting home. My kid is driving my wife crazy. So I'm bolting home right after this. A nice 5-hour drive. So maybe I'll talk to you guys on the way home like I did the other night from San Francisco. But I really want to just point out really quick before I let Derek tell his story. Derek, one thing you might not know about my listeners is they know MCs. This is Austin delivering our drinks. Thanks, Austin. The staff is fantastic here, wouldn't you say? How would you, Derek, since I'm a married man with a child, how would you describe the waitresses here?
Extremely sexy and hot.
Dude, and they dress like so skimpily. Is that a word? I had to walk through the kitchen to get to the sound, and I literally like just kept my eyes on the ground because they're in short shorts, they're in half t-shirts and tatted, and I know it's okay for them, but I'm just saying. I don't know. I never read The Art of the Deal, but I'm sure somewhere Trump said hire hot women and make them dress scantily clad. So, one thing I just want to bring up is in the first show tonight, Derek fucked up my name. And my listeners have been listening to me bitch about MCs fucking up my name for 11 years. And I'm not going to lie to you. It's been roller coasters. It's been, I used to laugh at it. Then I used to get really mad at it. And now I laugh at it again. So Derek, he concentrated so hard last night and nailed it. And then tonight, what did you do?
Oh, I thought that I had it. I just relaxed. I'm like, I got this because I got it so good last night. And then when it came time to bring you on stage, I go, oh, fuck. Like, shit. I had to kill time. I was snapping to remember. Do you ever do that? You're like, fuck, man.
No, I've never snapped to remember. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, it's like an involuntary action, you know. What was that guy's name?
But what I've learned over the years is not to comment it up front because it just looks like I'm pissed and bitter. And so I didn't say anything. I moved on. And then I called it back like 10 minutes in and it got a big laugh. And I called you the skinny kid who can't pronounce my name all night. So that was fun. So Derek, you said you got a story for the road for us.
I do. Do you want me to take this? Okay. I don't have very many road stories, but this one was a little bit interesting. I was doing a couple of shows with Ty Rivera and we just drove. Huh? He used to live out here. He moved to Vegas. So he lives in Vegas now. And he took me out to do some work with him, and we were driving out there, and he's like, so listen, he's like, you're the host. He goes, we're going to have a feature. I don't know who the feature is. They're supposed to introduce me to him when I get there. You're doing like 10 to 15. He's like, then the feature will do 25, and I'll do like 45, whatever. It needs to be a 90-minute show. And I'm like, cool. So I put together my set, and I've got like a good 10 to 12-minute set put together. I was memorizing it on the drive. And we get there, and we set up. It's like in this bar restaurant thing, and we have to like wheel all the equipment in. Like, I think I actually brought the equipment. I have my own equipment. So I brought the equipment and like set it up, and we had a little stage. And the manager comes up. He's like, it's really great to have you guys. Very excited. so I have some bad news. He's like, the feature couldn't make it. And he goes, so he's like, how much time can you guys do? And Ty's like, well, how much time do you need us, dude? And he's like, I need you to fill at least 2 hours. he's like, we sold this place out. People bought tickets. They need 2 hours. And I'm like, I could probably do 20. Ty's like, well, I'll just fill the rest, you know, because he can. But it was just like an oh shit moment. Yeah. Like, so, and at that point in time, I hadn't really done 20 plus minutes. So I was like scrambling to figure out what jokes I could put in there. And I went up and had kind of a mediocre, rough set. And then Ty went up and, you know, did great for like an hour and a half. It's pretty great, dude. So that was unexpected and kind of a scary situation. But we both got paid. And he's like, well, we're getting paid either way. Doesn't matter if it's great or just whatever.
Oh, that's great. That's happened to That happened to me one time. This is a classic Murray Valeriano. By the way, that's how you say my name. classic road story. I was performing in Pahrump, which is about an hour north of Vegas. And I went up and I was doing like 20 minutes. And right when I was about to wrap it up, the guy handed me a note on stage and said, can you do another 45? And so I tanked for the next 45 minutes. And every time my joke bombed, I went, Pahrump bump. And they hated me for that. So thanks for doing this, man. Thanks for sitting in and talking to me. You're a fun dude. And I really don't care that you fucked up my name. It's just fun to fuck with you. Tell people where they can find you.
Oh, you can find me on Facebook at Derek McFarland, Twitter, Derek McFarland, and Instagram, Derek McFarland. And I have a website, but I haven't actually bought a domain name yet. So it's got a bunch of weird characters and shit in it, which nobody would be able to remember that. But yeah, perform in Phoenix all the time. So if you're ever out here, look me up and come check out a show.
Awesome. And so, yeah, so look him up at www.ampersand.snowflake.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
I actually have a story about working at Lavs. I mean, do we have time for that? It's a pretty quick story. I was working with, I think it was, something Bisconti. He's like a New York comic.
Oh, Gino Bisconti. He's been on the show. I love Gino Bisconti. Yes.
Oh my God. Okay.
Gino Bisconti and I met and became instant brothers. Okay. We hit it off. So yeah, he's a great guy. He's a definitely gruff New York.
Should I forgo the story? It's
kind of
like,
no, say it.
Story. Okay. So
if it's bad, I'll pull it out.
Okay, cool. I was hosting at Laughs one weekend, and it was Gino Bisconti, and then another lady who had been doing this for like 30 plus years was featuring, and I was hosting, and everything was going great, and Gino gets up to do his headliner set, and he starts doing a joke about the Holocaust, and it's
that sounds right,
and it's not going well. Like it's not, and I just want to say, I like Gino's a great comic, and I think he's funny. But at this point in time, the joke was going south, and he was losing the room, and people started booing, and some people started to get up and walk out, and were like yelling things at him. We found out later that there was actually like some like people who had either had family members who survived the Holocaust, or like somebody from a Holocaust survivor was there, and they were just tell him he's not fun. You're not funny. Like that's not funny. And Mr. Bynum pulled like he's like light him, like lit him early. And for the second show, they moved Gino to the feature spot.
Oh yeah.
And then had the other lady headline. But after Gino got off, they told me they're like you need to go up there and like because we have to fill the time. They're like you need to go do like 5 or 10 more minutes. So nobody told any of the other people who were like the light guy and the sound guy and other comics, nobody told them I was supposed to do more time. So all that they saw was I just went up after the headliner and did a 10-minute set. And I get off the stage and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, no, they told me to. I had to fill 10 minutes. So it was pretty crazy. But then the next night he headlined both shows and it was great and there was no problems. But
yeah. Now Gino's a good guy and he'll own that story. He absolutely will. And if you're gonna do Holocaust material, you're gonna run into some problems sometime. Well, this is fun. I can't wait to come back here. I'm coming back to CB Live. I'm opening for Cristela Alonso in November or December, and then Casey, the manager here, just throws me random shows once in a while, which is really great. And finally got a chance to meet him. We've only been emailing and texting each other for a year, so we've never met. So we met him tonight. So that was cool. I just heard he just had a son. Now he's got three kids, so he understands why I'm driving home tonight, because my wife is beating her head against the wall because my kid is being a little shit, and I got to go home and lay down the law. Not that my wife can't lay down the law. She's half Greek and half Italian. She's got two short fuses. She can handle it, but she's just, every once in a while, you just need away from the kid. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for listening to the Small Pods episode. At Murray V on Twitter, Murray V Comedy on Instagram, and Murray Valeriano Comedy on Facebook. Dates coming back here. Seattle, that's the next big show. Doing the Jewel Box Theater, headlining it there with my friend. I'm blanking on her name. I'm not going to do it right now. So get your tickets right now at the Jewel Box Theater. And then all my dates are up on the website. And Nathan Russell's putting together a tour poster. I'm on the road heavy till December. So thanks for listening, guys. Let me know what you think of the small pods episode. Let Derek know what you think. Let him know what you think about him fucking up my name tonight. And thanks for listening, guys.
You want to know about life on the road? It's
booze, tacos, angry dwarves, strippers waving guns,
and
these fights, cancel flights, running with the runs,
and
blacklists, bounce checks, great at bachelorette, trunks in the front, making out through your set,
and
middle acts doing blow more, missing merch,
and
drive the rental car past another mega church,
and
juice, keys, vagina, fist, your cell phone is gone, one big Law and Order marathon.